Summer's in full swing, and that means vacation time. More visitors than ever are flocking to resort towns throughout the region, but that's adding pressure on a housing crunch that already has local residents scrambling. In the first of three stories on affordable housing, KUER's Claire Jones reports on what this looks like in the desert destination of Moab.
It's a recent Tuesday evening in June, and Ryan Hules is finishing up a trail run after a 12-hour nursing shift at Moab Regional Hospital.
I run here every day, pretty much, after work at least. It's right on the way home and go for a quick run and not see any people.
The 24-year-old has been looking for jobs in small western towns, ideally with easy outdoor access. There was an opening in Moab, which checked most of his boxes. A quick drive later, and Hules is arriving home. Inside are familiar photos of iconic places near Moab, Delicate Arch, Mesa Arch. There's a leather couch and a big screen TV, but none of it belongs to him.
The only thing that's mine really is the desk, some of the plants in the window, that Be Free sign, a lot of the books.
Hules is lucky to have found this place, and for $6.25 a month, it's affordable. That's hard to come by in Moab. According to a study from Headwaters Economics, more than half of the residents here spend a third of their income or more on rent. But he won't be living here for long. This duplex is owned by the hospital where he works, and they gave him until November to find a new home.
We have people that want to move here. They have the job, and there's nowhere to live.
That's Catherine Sullivan, the director of human resources at Moab Regional Hospital. She says the lack of housing is making it hard to fill jobs, some of which have been open for 4 months. So they've taken matters into their own hands. The hospital purchased 5 units, including Hules, to provide transitional housing for new hires.
It's not a cheap solution to the problem, but neither is turnover and nor are vacant positions.
The consensus here is that the affordable housing problem has only gotten worse in the last decade, though the local housing authority doesn't keep data on that. Part of the problem is there isn't much land to develop here. Moab's an old mining town, flanked by Red Rock Canyons and surrounded by public lands. And for decades, it's had a boom-bust economy. The latest boom started in 2013 with some help from the State Office of Tourism.
Picture this, your next trip, Utah, 5 national parks.
This national ad campaign, in combination with low gas prices and a strong U.S. economy, led to a 50% increase in tourists to the area. That's driven demand for more overnight rentals and fewer housing options for residents like Hules. But he is sympathetic.
All the tourists are here for the same reason that I'm here, is to like enjoy the crazy weird place that it is.
Around 5,000 people live in Moab year-round. But during the busy season, that number can double with tourists. That worries Moab Police Chief Brett Edge. His department has struggled to staff the police force, and part of the reason is the lack of affordable housing. So, Edge includes a driving tour of housing options when interviewing prospective officers.
Can I sit in the front?
Yeah, absolutely.
He turns down a street with a dozen homes, some of which could use a fresh coat of paint.
Like, you look at them and they're nice houses, but they're not, you don't look at it and go, that's a $500,000 house, but they are.
Edge has been the chief since April. The previous chief, Jim Winder, left the force earlier this year because even he couldn't find housing to meet his family's needs. Winder started the driving tours, and Edge adopted the tactic so prospects know the situation.
It'll either be people who are like, I still want to come to Moab, or they're like, I'm not even going to waste your time.
Councilwoman Tawny Knutson-Boyd says this is not a new problem. The town struggled with affordable housing when her father-in-law was mayor in the 1960s. But in the 80s, when uranium mining slowed down, Moab experienced a bust.
Windows were boarded up and houses were closed, and we certainly don't want to go back.
Boyd says people have cautioned city officials not to put the brakes on tourism. But for newer residents, tourism is overwhelming. Boyd says that the responsibility to manage it falls on more than just the city council.
It falls on the state, it falls on the Office of Tourism, the hoteliers, the independent business people, it falls on the people of our community.
Moab officials have taken some action. They banned all overnight rentals in residential zones last year. And there's a moratorium on any new overnight rental development until August. Boyd says if it were easy, it would have been fixed. And it's not fixed, which leaves people like Hules to weigh their options.
I was pretty heavily considering just like either getting a small little camper or just like if I had to, I could just sleep down by the river.
He's hoping something affordable becomes available soon. But across Moab, hotel signs light up and flags for new luxury condos flap in the wind. Claire Jones, KUER News.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Moab Sun News and KZMU in Moab.